This is the Steve Cochran Show.
We play the Who for Coach Q. He loves the Who, he does. And a Coach Q update. Report. Sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. You know what I like to say? Hooters, it's not just a wing joint. It's a way of life. Out here in the fields, Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome back to the festivities. Always enjoy having a little time with you as you prep for another game tonight. Tied with Minnesota at the top. Do you care where you are in the standings at this point of the year?
Do I care? Yeah, I would love to be in first place. We'd like to be first in our division, first in our conference. Obviously, the priority is to be in a playoff position. The whole focus is we don't want to be playing games 80, 81, 82, life and death, trying to make the playoffs.
Right.
Position ourselves as best we can, but certainly we'd like to be in first place.
It looks like, you know, and again, it's early, but it looks like the Wild and the Blackhawks are going to run away with the Central. But just when you say that, you know, Nashville can get hot, St. Louis can get hot. You can't really take anybody for granted, as the cliche goes.
No, for sure. And I think that, you know, everybody's going to have a run or somebody in our division, somebody in our conference is going to get on some of these roles. We've seen Washington one-on-one, Philly one-on-one, Columbus one-on-one, Pittsburgh. And I think a lot of good teams had their turns. And I still think somebody's going to get hot here, whether it's goaltending or they just got everything going right for them. Whether it's, could be the Minnesotas again. It could be St. Louis. I still think Nashville, you know, they're getting some guys returning from injuries. They're going to be dangerous. I still think there's going to be a lot to be sorted out in our own division.
Joe, what do you make of the scoring outburst around the league recently, and especially last week? There were 52 games played, 316 goals. There were eight games which the two teams combined for 10 goals or more. You were involved in one of those, the game
at Colorado.
It's weird,
too, because it kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those weeks. Is it just an aberration?
Tough to say the reason why. I was watching some things there yesterday, and everybody has a different opinion why. I think it's so many games and such a few nights of in between, not enough rest, and guys are... whether they're careless in their coverage or whether they're, the fatigue sets in and their decision-making isn't as good. So I think it's probably too many games and not enough days off.
Ah, there you go. That's as good a theory as any. The pro athlete who struggles, Dave, you know this, the pro athlete who struggles will do pretty much anything to break a slump, right? But you take somebody like Jonathan Toews. I don't know that I've ever met a more disciplined athlete, a more disciplined young man, not so young anymore. He's ancient. He's almost 30. But a guy who comes to work prepared every day, is incredibly careful about what he eats, works his tail off, has high expectations for his teammates. But none of us are slump-proof, and neither is Taser. So it was great to see him get a goal and three assists. Does that break him out now where he could go on a run, or is he just different?
Well, he was certainly that was great for him. I know that guys that score and produce, and Johnny measures his game, like you say, that consistency, how he prepares, how he approaches it, his dedication to his own game being as good as it can every single night, takes care of himself, does everything you would expect and want, says all the right things. He's a great leader. He's a champion in every single way. And I think that, but he's still, when you're not scoring at the rate you're accustomed to, I think there's sometimes you press a little bit more and, you're looking for some type of production. And, obviously that certainly helps in a lot of ways. But Johnny does so many other things that you appreciate in our team game that, I think it's just a matter of time before he does get the offensive side of things. And hopefully that was a big start the other night.
You guys have the best record at home in the Western Conference, and you've got two games at home tonight against Tampa Bay, Thursday against Winnipeg, but looking at the schedule after that, I think there are three home games until the 1st of March, because you got the All-Star break, you got the road trip coming up. Does that even put a little more importance on these two games you play at home this week?
Well, we always want to make sure that we take care of business here at home and then try to get take advantage of the fans, the building, and home cooking. But we feel that we got a real dangerous team here in Tampa. We've got a little momentum coming out of the game, coming out of the Dad's trip, coming out through the win against Vancouver.
Right.
Let's go into the break. Let's try to be in first place. I know Minnesota has a ton of games in hand, but let's control what we can control here and try to take care of tonight's game first. And Winnipeg's had her number this year, so that'll be another good test as well. So let's try to finish on a positive note here and then we got a tough 6-game road trip and then 8 out of 9 on the road, so it's a busy stretch away from home.
You got 4 guys going out to Los Angeles for the All-Star game on Sunday, and then you reopen the schedule at San Jose. For the rest of the guys, do you just want them, the guys who aren't going to the All-Star game, just to be able to kick back for a few days and get some R&R when you get this mini break?
Yeah, they can stay away and get refreshed, and they can meet with us and fly out to San Jose, or they could meet us in San Jose for practice on Monday. And the guys that are at the All-Star game, it's going to be busy for them, so we'll probably give them that day off. And then that's why I think this year they introduced that 5-day break for each team, and it's for guys that go to the All-Star game, play in the World Cup, play in the Olympics, play a lot of hockey. And, we got that February stretch where we're 6 days there and 5 days are off. So it'll be good for those guys in particular, and the other guys that are not going to the All-Star game, get a break. And the guys that are going should be a special weekend for them as well.
Talking to Coach Q about your Blackhawks. Of course, the next game is when, Dave?
Tonight, the Tampa Bay Lightning.
What time's pregame, Dave?
7 o'clock.
Winnipeg on Thursday. Oh, the Jets. They've turned into my new least favorite Canadian thing, the Winnipeg Jets. It used to be Moose. No, I love Moose. I just don't love the Jets. So Winnipeg's been a real thorn in our butts. Mm-hmm. Having said that, Coach, let me talk about the goalies for a second. Nobody in my mind's got a better goalie situation than you do, but with Scotty Darling playing so good, he's such a good guy, but he's playing so well, he's got to be itching to be on the ice. Is that a tough balance to keep him, his head right, or is that just beholden to his professionalism?
Well, he's played well this year, and I think, our goaltending, as you said, has been one of our strengths. And both guys deserve the net. Crow obviously gets the bulk of the work, and Darryl some nights makes us think about it. And coming off a game in Boston the other day where it's almost like, okay, these two games here, we had Crow likely starting these games without the back-to-backs, and we'll see how it goes after that. But we'll just go into today's game and one game at a time. But certainly he's helped himself, and we like that competition and like the push that they give one another. They're really supportive of each other, and I think they're as a tandem that you couldn't ask for a better relationship and a better, the way they played for us this year has been our biggest reason for the where we're at today.
I think we can all agree that goalies are crazy. That's a direct quote from Tony O at one point to me. Do you deal with them much, or you just leave that to Jimmy?
Jimmy's in control of those guys. I think he has a great relationship with them, and they go over with it. And I think we all appreciate the way they are, and I think that always brings a little bit of fun to the team. But I think everybody knows that the goalies, like you said, are a little bit different. But it's all in a good way.
Well, you've got to be a little nuts to go, you know what I want to do with my life? I want grown men at the highest level of skill to fire frozen rubber pucks at me over and over again. That's my dream.
Yeah, as hard as they can.
Yes, as hard as they possibly can from different directions where the guy with the big butt standing in front of me. That's what I want to do.
They're the same guys who want to come out of the bullpen with the bases loaded in the ninth or try to kick a field goal with no time on the clock. I mean, it's the same mentality. Joel, what's Marcus Kruger? Are we going to see him out on the ice tonight?
Likely not tonight. We'll see going into the last game here when we get the Winnipeg, we'll see. But definitely coming out of the break, he's close to playing, and extra day here and there, and hopefully we can get him back out here. But he's certainly anxious to get playing, and we know how useful he is and how he plays. It just adds some more depth and some more usefulness to our lineup.
I don't know if you're a big basketball fan, Coach, but before I let you go, I need a little coaching up here. I used to play a little hoop. I can still shoot a bit.
Really?
And I've been asked by Northwestern to humiliate myself Thursday night and throw up a half-court shot for $10,000 if I make it.
All right.
I'm concerned of even catching iron from half-court, Coach. How do you get my head right for this?
Have you practiced?
Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm going to live in the gym for the next couple of days.
How many times you hit the rim out of, say, 10 shots?
Oh, you know, I can hit the rim, you know, 6-7 times when I'm just goofing around. But, you know, when the heat's on, baby, when they're staring at me.
That's pretty good. I think you can handle that. Yeah. Okay. You can hit the rim 7 out of 10. That's great.
Yeah.
You got a shot at it.
Yeah. Otherwise, the booze will rain down, and I deserve it.
There you go.
All right, Coach, I know you're busy Thursday night. I'll call you and let you know how it goes.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Keep this streak going.
Luck.
It's Coach Q live with your Blackhawks, brought to us by Hooters, the original wing joint.